This is a poem you could read in a loop forever and ever. So pretend that there's like a little, like, that weird clip sound that happens in a recording, and then pretend when I stop reading it, that happens again. Fucking hell. So dry. They took the Moana and made her taste so good and so dry. When I come, nothing comes out. So good, so dry. When I come, I think of a part of me they froze. So good, so dry. The dehumidifier is telling on us again. Our houses are wet baddies, but like in the worst way. When I doodle in conversation, it's all ure, it's all tara, and mold from the damp, or a big ass smiley face that is pulled into streaks. The damp from the economic system. Watch as the market crashes again. Nothing scarier than the curve of the wave gone on too long, or the dead-eyed racism of people trying to make you laugh. You can see the patch already on the back of some of these Maori fellas. I have no doubts about how fuck overable I am, and it terrifies me. Touch the eel attached to my jacket. My koro's middle name was Tuna. Finger the eel to be anywhere but here. I have to leave. A beach baby with my hat on backwards, being lapped by the sea as I race the waves. Everything we own comes from somewhere else, over the wet horizon. The idea of ownership imported on the back of a disease-ridden blanket. You can taste in the food. You can taste in the rivers. My lips burn so easily. When I shit, it's always cash singing Ring of Fire. How much access to spices did our ancestors have? Leaving the food in a pot or ground in smoke or just a donut of meat with things entering one side and leaving the other. What food does adding salt to not just make better? The eel swims into lake, confusing it for sea, so saline. Talk about a raw deal. Land back, but not in the not now brand of letting us die early. We corpse for their joke, good one. I pile the salt onto my own body so I can stomach it going down. So good and